Let's Talk Boomers is presented locally by Rick Durkee and the Coastal Financial Planning Group. Deborah Whitfield, 55-plus real estate with Coldwell Banker United Realtors. And Kelly Williams of All Care Living Services.
Welcome back, listeners. This is Let's Talk Boomers. I'm Rebecca M. Holtz. And as I mentioned before the break, we're talking today with Jack Little of East Cooper Community Outreach. Jack is going to be talking about a really great program that's going on right now to help families in need at Christmas time have a very Merry Christmas. And he brought with him today Josh Atkinson. Josh has helped to start a nonprofit called Operation FIR, F-I-R. Welcome, gentlemen. Glad to have you, Josh.
Hey, thanks for having me.
And Jack, nice to have you and see you again.
Well, good to see you again too, Rebecca. Thanks.
Well, I am so excited to learn about this wonderful opportunity to help our families in need. And Jack, before we talk about Adopt a Family and Operation FIR specifically, tell our listeners about East Cooper Community Outreach. We all know it is ECHO that have been here for a while.
It is.
What is it and when did it get started?
Well, ECHO started back when Hurricane Hugo came through. The story goes is that Christ Our King Catholic Church started giving out food and clothing, and the church members and also Monsignor Carter saw the lines continue on. And so they got several churches together to help the poor. And today we're, 26 years old.
My goodness, that's wonderful.
Yes, it is. And we continue still to give out food and clothing. But we've expanded our services to have health services, a dental clinic, medical clinic, prescriptions, and then also our education and empowerment programs.
Mm-hmm. I've had the opportunity to tour your facility in Mount Pleasant. It's on Highway 17 North, and I was so impressed with everything. But what really stood out to me was the health area, your dental clinic, and your health services.
They're second to none.
They really are.
Yeah.
And you do get some help from local physicians, correct?
We do. We have about 30, 35 volunteer dentists that come in. And we have a nurse practitioner program for our medical clinic and medical hours. We also have other volunteers like nurses to accompany them, dietitians, pharmacists. The whole bang.
That's wonderful. And boomers out there, we've talked a lot about volunteer opportunities in our area. And if you're new to the area, I encourage you to check out ECHO. And here's the website. It's echocharleston.org, E-C-C-O-Charleston.org, to learn about how you too can help support our community. Now, Jack, a lot of boomers are going back into the workforce. And if they've been out of it for a while. Certainly technology has changed. They might need some assistance with putting a resume together. Is that something that ECHO can help with as well?
It sure is. You know, our new top priority is helping people find work. Doesn't matter the income level, but what we want to do is to, you know, get people back into the workforce. We have classes and instructors that can help people write resumes, go through mock interviews, help them fill out applications online now, which, you know, if you haven't done that, it's a challenge to finish in time and to finish it correctly. We also help them do job searches. And we've had several baby boomers come back in that the mom's been out of the workforce for a while and, you know, they needed some guidance, and we were able to provide that.
I have seen that center that you're talking about. Very, very impressive.
Well, thank you very much. You know, it's located in the same building as all the other services. So people don't have to go, you know, to North Charleston or downtown to get job assistance or, you know, food or clothing or health services either.
And before we leave the topic of some of these services that you do provide, tell the listener out there about the organization that helps provide furniture to those in need.
They're very impressive, too. St. Vincent de Paul. They are an international organization. It's sort of like the outreach arm of the Catholic Church. And our chapters here, what they do is they go out and pick up furniture, appliances, bring it back in, and then supply people throughout really the Tri-County area with furniture. The buy-in there is that the people who receive the furniture come pick it up. But they screen and interview those folks and find out what the real needs are.
And I just have to tell you listening out there that I had the opportunity to also see the area where the clothing is located. And I cleaned out my closet a few weeks ago and I put that to shame. It's so organized. It's beautifully done. So you have a very nice area for people to go and also look at clothing as
well.
Yeah,
we do. And, you know, we have volunteers that are back there. 6-8 hours a day, so that's why yours doesn't look as good as ours.
That's it. That's what I need. That,
you want to live in your closet.
I need a full-time closet organizer. Well, Jack, you brought a guest with you today. Tell us about your guest.
Okay. Josh Atkinson is a friend of ours. We've understood that Josh has been doing some very interesting things called Operation Fur, and we have a program at Echo called Adopt a Family. And people can go online to our website and find out, they can find out and select families that they'd like to sponsor. And we thought it was a great idea that Josh brought up. He's heading up our young professional group, and he brought up the idea of teaming up with him in their Operation FIR, FIR. Mm-hmm. And what this is going to be doing is, you know, providing trees for families who normally wouldn't have.
That's wonderful. Welcome, Josh. Thank you for being here today.
Thanks for having me.
So tell the listener out there about Operation Fur. How did that get started?
Well, about 4 years ago, Seacoast Church had a giving initiative through the holidays called 100,000 Gifts. I think their original intention was to do a 100,000 acts of kindness throughout the holiday season that you normally wouldn't do. My wife and I, you know, wanted to partake, and, you know, we decided to give a Christmas tree to a family that may not be able to afford it. At the time, she worked in a Title I school, so we found a few families that needed it. One tree multiplied into roughly 30 that year, and my wife, Aubrey, who is probably the best volunteer on the planet, decided that we wouldn't just give trees, we would give all of the accessories, because they probably wouldn't be able to afford or go buy the accessories either. Over the last 4 years, in our estimation, looking at our list, we've given about 110 trees or more to families in need, as well as all the accessories. And it's not just families in need, people that may not otherwise just go buy one because they think that they can't afford it. And it's just an act of kindness or a gift to spread the Christmas spirit. It's been pretty incredible to see how it changes the house and the life during the Christmas season.
So you're truly spreading joy to families.
The goal is to be hope peddlers to people.
I like that. Hope peddlers.
To people that don't always see it.
We all know that hope is so key to be excited about life every day. And knowing that your family is going to still have a Christmas tree, even though you might have had a difficult year, gives someone hope, doesn't it?
Yes, it does, for sure. I can truly tell you that it's changed my stance or feeling about a Christmas tree, that it's something I always took for granted.
Now, how far out in the area do you go with Operation Fur?
We've been pretty much everywhere over the Tri-County area in the last 4 years. You know, it just depends on the needs. This year we partnered with Echo because it made more sense with their Adopt-A-Family program to find people. In the past, we've had struggles finding people to give some trees to. We had more things than we had people.
So for someone listening out there who would like to know more about the program, whether they know someone who could benefit or want to help volunteer, how do they find you?
We're on Facebook, just at Operation Fur, F-I-R, like Jack said. And then also through the Echo website, which is echocharleston.org. And on under their Adopt a Family, there's some more information about Operation Fur.
Okay, wonderful. And before I leave you, Josh, I do want to touch on the young professionals group that you've started. A lot of us boomers, I actually talked to you before the show myself, have young adult children who would be interested, I believe, in your organization. How can they find you and young professionals?
We have a young professionals through Echo on Facebook as well. And then also next Thursday, December 10th, from 5 to 8, we'll be at Liberty Tap Room in Mount Pleasant to have a young professionals networking. And we'll also be accepting donations for the things that we need for Operation Fur at that time, too.
Okay, wonderful. And Jack, speaking of donations, what is your biggest need with Echo? Going back to East Cooper Community Outreach.
All right. Our biggest need right now, you know, of course, it's the end of the year, and we appreciate any contributions that people could make, you know, mm-hmm. that are tax deductible. And again, you can make those on our website, echocharleston.org. We always need food. We're always, you know, serving people for family. And especially like during the holidays when the kids aren't in school, you know, they don't get the free lunch program.
That's very true. I hadn't thought about that.
For a lot of children, mm-hmm. that's the only meal they get mm-hmm. each day. Mm-hmm. And so that's a big need as well.
Do you also look to, Josh had mentioned the Title I school where his wife had worked. Do you also look out there to the schools to let you know if there's families in need?
Yes, we do. We've worked and started or spun off some programs like I-Beam that have been doing mentoring for at-risk children in the elementary years. And we've seen like 8 churches involved with it now with about 5 different campuses and close to 300 children involved in it.
Oh, that's wonderful. So you're getting them at a younger age.
Yes.
And so you're helping them with academics and life skills.
Well, that's what I-Beam does. They're not really us. They're part of East Cooper Faith Network.
I see.
And it's churches like that collaborate.
Yeah. Yeah. I was a Sunbeam growing up, by the way.
Oh, were you? Okay. I was an RA.
Okay.
Yeah, the people really, you know, appreciate, you know, when we're able to do mm-hmm. our best for them.
Right. That's wonderful. Well, Echo, it's just amazing to me that you truly are an outreach and you go so far into the area. Does Echo also go outside the East Cooper area, or is it primarily focused east of the Cooper, and how far do you go north?
Well, we go all the way to McClellanville, back over to Huge, Cordsville, Schuylerville, then back down to the Ravenel Bridge. That's pretty much the East Cooper area. Mm-hmm. We do have some programs that reach out beyond that, like our prescription program. We help people in Berkeley and Charleston County. And then with our dental clinic, we have an emergency extraction clinic on Tuesday and Thursday evenings. And people literally come from all over the state. They come from Myrtle Beach, Columbia, Fort Mill, just Beaufort. It's amazing to see the reach of that program.
So you're really East Cooper Community Outreach and beyond.
Yes, yes.
That's wonderful. And I also want to talk about some of the education classes. I noticed on your website you have some for financial classes mm-hmm. as well to help people think about, we always, you know, once the holidays are over in January is upon us. It's a big motivator. People are like, I need to spend less money this year and save more. Are those the types of classes that you offer?
Yes, we do. We have a couple of different types of budgeting classes. One is just a budgeting 101 where people come through and just learn the basics of budgeting. When people come to us for financial assistance, we ask them and require them to go through that program. And we try to work with them on their individualized plans so that it will fit their life. And then we also have one called Money Smart, where it's a 16-week program where people come in and learn, you know, about banking. We get a lot of first-time bankers come through Echo and not working in the bank, but people who are putting money in the bank who never have before. And for that 16-week period, not only that, but they look at the credit, they look at basic budgeting, all kind of aspects concerning money management.
How wonderful. I did not realize that Echo had so many different and varied programs to help really the whole person is what I'm hearing today.
It is. You know, we look at people holistically, and our logo is, you know, hands in a circle, sort of like a life ring. And life ring, one thing, is known to be able to pull people in when they're in danger, but the person has to grab a hold of it. And that's the way we look at Echo, is that we provide all the tools necessary if people have the drive and the desire to get ahead.
Mm-hmm. So does someone have to have paperwork when they first come see you, or is it a walk-in kind of a situation?
Well, when people come in, we do an initial interview. We talk with them just basically about their needs and then ask them to come back and bring certain documents so that we can really, you know, assess their situation.
Mm-hmm.
They may come in for food and realize mm-hmm. that they hadn't seen the dentist in, you know, 5 years.
Mm-hmm.
And some of our clients have never seen a dentist at all.
Wow.
And, you know, what we'll do is refer them to that program. They may need job assistance or education or whatever. And, you know, we've got pretty much all those things right under one roof.
Wonderful. Thank you so much, gentlemen, for being here today. I want to give out that information again for East Cooper Community Outreach to begin with. That's echocharleston.org. Here's a phone number for Echo. It's 843-849-9220. And if you know a family that could benefit from Adopt a Family, certainly let them know. If you want to volunteer, I know that they would love to have some volunteers anytime,
yes,
right, Jack?
Sure would.
And of course, you can go to that website and make a monetary donation. And Josh, thank you also for being here with Operation FUR. And you can find out about that by either going to the Echo website. Is that right, Josh?
Yep. Or find us on Facebook.
Facebook. You can tell I'm not. I somewhat do Facebook, but I'm not as religious about it as probably most people. But yes, Operation FUR Facebook, and you could probably learn about the Young Professionals Group through that avenue as well, Josh?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay, wonderful. Merry Christmas. Happy holidays to both of you gentlemen, and thank you for being here today on Let's Talk Boomers.
Thank you very
Merry
much.
Merry Christmas, Rebecca.
Thank you, and we will be right back.
Let's Talk Boomers is presented locally by Rick Durkee and the Coastal Financial Planning Group. Deborah Whitfield, 55-plus real estate with Coldwell Banker United Realtors. And Kelly Williams of All Care Living Services.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Boomers. I'm with Rick Durkee, the Coastal Financial Planning Group. Rick, what is estate planning? Is it more than a will?
Yes, Rebecca. I'm sure that you have boomers out there or a boomer that's dealt with estate planning if their parents passed on. And if the planning was done properly, then the plan was in place, of course, before that bad thing happened. But what can you do while you're alive now? You certainly can set up a will, set up a trust. There are estate planning attorneys that are licensed to be able to do that work for you. We always offer our referral partners for Money Matters on our website at www.cfpgroup.biz if people would like to check for that. But estate planning really needs to be that plan for the assets that you're not going to use in your lifetime. Now, by doing proper retirement income planning, and projecting out how long your assets will last, if there'll be money left over, you can actually look at those dollars that are going to be left over and plan for them from a tax perspective and from a distribution perspective so that they pass on in the most efficient ways possible. People certainly want to pass on tax-free assets if they can to their heirs if they haven't used them in their lifetime. Oftentimes that can be done with life insurance proceeds that are income tax-free and also with Roth dollars. So a retirement income plan, as we talked about last week, needs to be set up first, and then you see what's left or what's anticipated to be left, and you make sure that you have a good estate plan in place, which involves the use of an estate planning attorney to make sure that your desires and wishes are followed through after you're no longer here.
Well, thank you, Rick. And you can find out more about Rick and all of his great resources with the Coastal Financial Planning Group by visiting his website, cfpgroup.biz, or call 735-5065 and listen to Rick every Saturday morning right here on 94.3 WSC with this show beginning at 9 o'clock, Money Matters, followed by Retire Right. Thanks again, Rick.
Thank you, Rebecca.
Fellow boomers, are you worried about managing your loved one's multiple drug therapies, potential medication errors, adverse side effects? I know I've worried with my mom. Well, Kelly Williams, owner of All Care Living Services, is here to help with their medication management program. Their licensed nurses can review prescription and over-the-counter medications and set them up weekly to provide oversight and peace of mind. Since 1998, they've provided certified in-home care with a heart to ensure you or your loved one's needs are met. Call 832-9888 or visit allcarelivingservices.com. And AllCare is a great company to work for if you're a responsible caregiver looking for a rewarding and fulfilling career. There are employment opportunities right now. Call their employee hotline, 771-4271. Again, 771-4271. This has been another Let's Talk Boomer show. Let's Talk Boomers is presented by Rick Durkee of Coastal Financial Planning Group, Deborah Whitfield, 55 Plus Real Estate with Caldwell Banker United Realtors, and Kelly Williams of All Care Living Services. I'm your host, Rebecca M. Holtz, and I look forward to talking with you next Saturday at 11 a.m. only on News Talk Radio 94.3 WSC.
Thank you for listening to Let's Talk Boomers, hosted by Rebecca M. Holtz. If you have an event you'd like our listeners to know about, please email letstalkboomers@gmail.com, and we'll spotlight it on a future program. Would you like to be a guest on the program or have a topic you'd like Rebecca to cover? Email us at letstalkboomers@gmail.com. Let's Talk Boomers is presented locally by Rick Durkee and the Coastal Financial Planning Group. Deborah Whitfield, 55 Plus Real Estate with Coldwell Banker United Realtors, and Kelly Williams of All Care Living Services, and is heard exclusively on News Radio 94.3 WSC.